July 4th, 2013. This is Spingola Speaks, and this is Deanna Spingola. I'm coming to you from the suburbs of Chicago. I really appreciate you joining me today on RBN for people who can't handle the truth. RBN's website is republicbroadcasting.org. To see the guest lineup and relevant links for this program, please visit spingola.com. Another site that I wish to direct your attention to is SpingolaSpeaks.info. It was created by a very kind listener, and it is a wonderful resource. I would also like to share an email with you, and this is not to toot my own horn, but to demonstrate that with added knowledge, one may change their views. I shared an email from this very same person several months ago. All right, here's the email, and I quote, "Deanna, I wrote you several months ago and made the comment that I did not understand why your show topics were mostly about Jews. I heard you mention it on air that you had received my email. I had thought that I was awake about the ills of the world. I was so wrong. At first, mostly because I had grown so tired of Alex Jones' tirades and interruptions of his guest, I would have your show running in the background, waiting for Mike Rivero's show to come on. I started actually listening to you and your guests discuss Jews and Zionism, and I've come to the realization what I thought I knew was all a pack of lies. I am of German descent, and I have come to realize that Germany got such a bad rap from the world due to the lies of the Zionists. My family immigrated to the U.S. from Germany sometime in the early 1800s, and I was actually ashamed of my heritage. I am no longer now that you have opened my eyes. I have now started realizing how much destructive influence the Zionists have in the U.S. and the world. Thanks to you, I owe you a very big apology for knocking your choice of show topics. Feel free to mention this if you like on your show." Unquote. Now, I must say that it is my guest to bring forth so much wonderful information on this program. So, during this program, email your questions or comments to comment@spingola.com. Join others in the chat room by clicking on the chat room button on my website or by going to spingola.chatango.com. We will take calls in the second hour at 800-313-9443 after we open the phone lines. My guest today, who will also add a great deal of information to people's knowledge, is 30-06. His website is youtube.com/user/samisdat14. That is SAMISDAT14. And we'll get that later on. Welcome to the program, 30.
Good afternoon, Deanna. How are we today?
I'm just very well. And you?
Okay. I'm a little tired. I've been up all night. But you were breaking up just a little bit, just like half of a word here and there getting cut out. I don't know if it's in your mic or what.
Huh. Okay.
Maybe somebody in the chat room can tell us if they heard the same thing. It might be my headset for all I know.
Okay. Okay, our producer said that I was fine, so maybe your headset.
It might be. Well, that's a good way to start the 4th of July, I suppose, since the,
with firecrackers?
The breaking up part,
yes.
I suppose. It fits.
Yes.
The 4th of July has become a national sham. And I think that is due in large part to the propaganda that we have always been subject to in this country. It's been a very negative propaganda. It's been a bad propaganda. And
all right.
I hear music.
30, we are going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
For many years, coffee lovers have learned that for the freshest coffee, you need to roast your own beans. Unfortunately, that usually meant paying more per pound for coffee than you could get it at the local grocery. Those wanting to store rich coffee for long-term use have been frustrated with the lack of quality coffee available with a long shelf life. So we usually settle for brand name coffee, either ground or instant. But now we have another solution. Canned green coffee beans. Green coffee beans have not been roasted. And since the bean is not cracked yet, the shelf life is many years longer than roasted or ground coffee. Due to the way it's packed, you can expect these to stay fresh for 20-plus years. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order your canned green coffee beans. A single can is only $11.94. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. CampingSurvival.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store or call us at 1-877-605-9200.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is 30-06. His YouTube channel is youtube.com/user/samisdat14. That's S-A-M-I-S-D-A-T 14, the numeral 14. You have said the key to eating healthy is to avoid any food that has a TV commercial. I think that's pretty wise counsel.
Yeah, if it's got a label, you're in trouble already.
Indeed. Indeed. Okay, you're going to talk about propaganda and the government, and you say that the July 4th, the Independence Day, is a big sham. And I must say, I agree with you.
Yes, it is. It's all about hedonistic pleasures and not much else. It certainly is not about the reason for the holiday anymore. We haven't heard that for decades, or the development of this country and what it was that we fought against. Nothing. It's just a holiday. It's rib cook-offs, fireworks, lots of beer, and then afterwards, if you could get through the excitement of the evening that they put on in downtown cities, and if you can get home without getting mugged by either a thug or the police at a checkpoint, then you call it a good day. And I think most people look forward to it simply because they get a day off of work. But again, this is the propaganda that we have today. We have a government which can only turn out sham propaganda because it is a sham government. It is not a government of the people. It has not been for a long, long time. But in the past 20 or 30 years, people have become increasingly aware of the fact that the government does not represent their interest. Actually, it goes back a lot further than that. I believe up until the 1960s, most Americans had a very healthy mistrust of the government. And considering the people today, that there are a lot of people out there today, I think there are more people today who actually believe the government and trust the government than there ever was in the past. The propaganda the government has been putting out has had its net effect of desensitizing and demoralizing the people, combined with dumbing them down and combined with turning them into a bunch of egocentric hedonists, basically. The sense of social responsibility, the sense of civic responsibility, the sense of being involved in your countries and its direction, that has disappeared a lot since the 1960s. And that's the problem we're facing today. It's reaching a crisis point where you have a bunch of people out there who are basically mindless zombies. They accept anything that comes across the television, and they don't have the sense to even suspect it. Now, I'm not saying everybody's like this, but I think there's a growing number of people like that, as opposed to what we had up until about the 1970s. Up until the 1970s, I think most people, almost all of them, really questioned the government. Back then, they didn't have the access to information that we have today, though. People can get on the Internet today, and they can find answers. They can find the truth about so many things. But we have vast number of people out there who don't bother. They get on the Internet, and they go to CNN News or Fox News on the Internet. It defeats the whole purpose of having this tool at their disposal. But they've already bought into the propaganda that, well, there's these people who badmouth the government, for example, or question the government, are just a bunch of wackos with some strange, crazy agenda. Again, it's the submissiveness that's been bred into them.
And is it sort of ironic, 30, that in an age, an era where we have so much more access to information, that the people are less educated?
Yes, that's exactly. It's the opportunity to quickly learn so much has never been as good as it is today, but yet the incentive, the common sense and natural curiosity seems to have vanished from so many people. I believe this has to be, you have to trace this back. It goes back to the steady drumbeat of propaganda that's been pounding away at people for the last couple of generations at least. Chiefly in America, we're looking at several factors that dominate the propaganda medium that reaches people. We have Hollywood and the films. We have the music industry, and we have periodicals mostly, magazines, and to a lesser extent, books and the paperbacks and so forth.
Would you also contribute the problem to an alteration in our moral values, where people are more interested in, and you mentioned that they would go to CNN. I think there are probably a lot of people that go to porno sites.
Yes, unfortunately, that's true. This is part of this rapid downward spiral is a result of the Jewish Marxist social revolution that took place in the 1960s. It changed everything. And we became literally a different country after. By the 1970s, we were pretty much almost, you could say, a different country than we were in the 1950s. I think the turning point, I think it's almost symbolic that a lot of this really started escalating. This Jewish Marxist revolution, social revolution of the 1960s, really started getting kicked into high gear right about the time that John F. Kennedy was killed. I think there is a symbolism in that. We've all seen the Zapruder film over and over and over again with Kennedy getting decapitated on television. I think this is played partially as a symbolic a symbolism, a representation of what was happening at that time to America. We were getting decapitated. And propaganda is a very subtle thing, and the masses do not pick up on it, unfortunately. And very few people actually pick up on the hidden nuances, but I think they're always there. There's always a few people that are creating propaganda that are very clever, and they slip in things that you may not notice for a long time.
Now, don't you think it was kind of interesting that Zapruder would be there with his video camera?
Wasn't it a coincidence? What a coincidence. Every time you turn around, there's these really strange coincidences, and it's always a kosher fellow.
Yes.
It's always a kosher fellow.
And, yeah, whether it's the five Israelis documenting something or whether it was Zapruder.
Well, it's just like the Dealey Plaza thing. It's Michael Collins Piper and Art from Philadelphia can talk about this and talk about all the different characters involved, and it's Jew here and Jew there and everywhere. Everything. It's just, it's amazing. I can't remember all that to talk about it myself, but I will give a plug here while I'm at it. Michael Collins Piper wrote the book, what's it called? Final Judgment.
Absolutely. Wonderful, wonderful book. Everyone should have a copy and read it.
They should, because that is a pivotal point. And George Lincoln Rockwell said, immediately after the Kennedy assassination, he pointed out that the Jews would cover this with a smokescreen, what he called the smokescreen strategy. And this was, they would put out so many pieces. They would put out 100 and then 1,000 pieces of propaganda coming at it from every type of angle, every kind of propaganda angle, every kind of weird conspiracy angle, everything, to confuse people and to drive people away, so that when somebody come along and hit the nail on the head, people would dismiss it in the midst of all this other propaganda and say, well, it's just another one of those crazy theories. And he
would
was right
Rockwell,
on that.
Would Rockwell have said the same thing if he hadn't been murdered about 9/11?
Oh, I'm certain he would have. Yes.
Okay, that's interesting that he would say that, because certainly there were a lot of various theories, and people just kind of thought, oh, as you said, they're just a bunch of theories. And of course, Piper did a really good job at pointing out exactly what did happen.
Yeah, we see that especially with 9/11. All the different groups that have come out, different people come out, all kind of theories, and most people, they start studying this stuff, they start reading it, and they get sick of it after a while. And there's all this bickering over the details. And they did the same thing with the Kennedy assassination.
Right.
But I must say that a good government cannot exist without good propaganda. But a bad government can only produce bad propaganda. And what I mean by good propaganda and bad propaganda, I need to get into trying to explain that a little bit. Good propaganda is what we should expect. Basically, we come into this world, we're all born as babes in the woods. We're all naive. We're looking at the world around us. We're trying to figure it all out, what's it all about. And we're taught to believe certain things. And as we grow up, we're taught to believe certain things about our country, our government, our society, etc. We should be able to expect the truth from the government. We should be able to expect good propaganda in our national life.
Right.
But instead,
30, we are going to a break just momentarily, but the word propaganda has been so vilified in the last several decades, and it really just means information. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes, and we'll pick this up on the other side of the break.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the Pure Effect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your Pure Effect Ultra today by visiting pureeffectfilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit pureeffectfilters.com.
Ceramic body armor is rated to stop six hits. But what about the seventh? Unlike ceramic or Kevlar, Infidel body armor is proven to take hit after hit, and it just won't quit. Reasonably priced and designed for the smart civilian prepper, Infidel stops hundreds of hits from small arms to high-powered rifles. That means safety and peace of mind. Buy yours at InfidelBodyArmor.com. Spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit. The government's Department of Homeland Security is buying up loads of ammo. At the same time, they're restricting civilians' rights to own and purchase firearms. Can you put two and two together? Infidel body armor can stop every round, including hollow points and 308 sniper rounds, is reasonably priced and fully legal. But for how long? Go to InfidelBodyArmor.com, spelled I-N-F-I-D-E-L BodyArmor.com. Infidel body armor just won't quit.
If you would like to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself from anything out of bounds concerning cardiovascular or diabetic circulation problems, then this might be the most important ad you'll ever hear. It is possible to acquire a 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation, which works. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. For a long and healthy life, order today by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Order online at heartandbody.com. That's heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is 30-06, and his YouTube channel is SAMISDAT14. So you just go to youtube.com/user/samisdat14. Alrighty, you were talking about propaganda and that it is really just information.
Yes, the word propaganda means to propagate an idea. Propaganda is neither good nor bad. It is simply the means of propagation of an idea. For example, I can sit down with somebody in a coffee
radio
shop.
On a radio program.
Yeah, I can sit down with somebody individually in a coffee shop and transfer an idea in a conversation. But if I want to reach everybody in the city, the county, the state, or the country, I need to find a different medium, a radio program, a newspaper, something of that sort, or flyers or posters. This is all called propaganda because it's to propagate the idea. And a good propaganda, I started to discuss the difference between, I said a good government cannot exist without good propaganda, but a bad government can only produce bad propaganda. Now, what I'm referring to here in the sense of good and bad propaganda is not necessarily its effectiveness, but I'm talking about the concepts that are envisioned in the propaganda. In other words, a good government would have good propaganda that would be designed to uplift the people, to promote a positive attitude, positive ideals, to encourage the people to an upward path, a higher nobility, to demand a higher strength from the people, to demand that they suppress their weaknesses. A bad government, however, does just the opposite. It produces bad propaganda. It seeks to exploit their weaknesses, to magnify their weaknesses, and to turn them all into a bunch of degenerates, only concerned with themselves and their own hedonism, their own acquisition of wealth at the expense of others, no concern for others. In other words, it plays upon and seeks to cultivate and multiply the base nature of human activity, the low, the vile, the disgusting, the what we would refer to as the opposite of European values. We come in the United States, we were a country settled by Europeans. We Europeans share a common ideas. We value truth. We value honesty. We value courage. We value commitment. We value strength, hard work, hard effort, teamwork, positive contribution to the community. Each one of us wants to make a positive contribution to the community. We don't want to be a selfish slob just looking out to get what we can get for ourselves without regard for others. But this is precisely the type of attitude that we see accentuated out of Hollywood and in the print publication in America today. And it does take a bad government to for that kind of propaganda to flourish, because it has to have government sanction. A government does not exist without propaganda. It does control what goes forth. Now, they've got the situation in the United States. They excuse all the terrible propaganda that comes out under the excuse of the First Amendment, freedom of speech. Freedom of speech, as envisioned in the First Amendment, encapsulates the idea that people can offer counter arguments to the government. They can challenge, they can question, they can say, look, I've got a better way here, and they can promote that. That's freedom of speech. Freedom of speech isn't turning out the kind of filth that comes out of Hollywood. And the worst display of Hollywood is the fact that everybody in this country, it seems like, has a television set. This is the result of this slow, gradual demoralization and tearing down of Americans and their own values, because they have not rejected this. As television and Hollywood has gotten more vile, more disgusting, preying upon the weaknesses within people, it seems like the television sales are more than ever. If you drive down a residential street in the evening, you see the glare of TV sets from almost every household. And what are these people watching? And they're paying money for this. They're paying a lot of money. They got cable TV now, and there's a big bill for that. The television sets are expensive, especially the new ones. They're really expensive. And people are shelling out all this money to get a very disgusting product. And they're not getting anything that's valuable to them.
And didn't the government just recently in the last year or so mandate that everybody had to have high-definition television and that
yes,
they...
That.
What was that all about?
Well, that was a couple of years ago, I believe it's been now.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, that's...
And they even gave money to people who could not afford it, so that they could afford it. So you have to question, okay, there's something going on here for sure.
Yeah, there's something going on, all right. Whether people question the reason or with the capabilities. Okay, I guess we have to wait.
Yeah. All righty, we will be back in 3 minutes. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network, because you can handle the truth.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract! A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offerer can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept! That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is 30-06. And, pick up where you left off.
Help me out, Deanna. I forget where I left off.
I've looked up a couple of websites, been looking at the comments in the chat room. You were talking about...
That's it. I'm following the chat room, too, and it made me forget where I was at. we were talking about propaganda, something about it.
Sure, we know that. I was going to say that, but I thought, no, that's too general. Certainly you were talking about a bad government. We were talking about TVs. We were talking about high-definition televisions.
The
government pays money in order to have everybody have high-definition TV. And you have to wonder, what the heck is that all about?
That's what I was going to say. Even people who don't stop to think too much about the purpose of high-definition television and don't question that, they should be suspicious of the point that the government is demanding that everybody have a television set. I know they got them in all the schools, and if you look at, there's a control in this country. You cannot go anymore to a restaurant. They don't have televisions all over the place. It's ridiculous.
It's almost as if they want us hooked up everywhere we go. Well, look at all the cell phone usage.
You can't get away from. And all I've been getting, I got an email the other day from AT&T, and I went and looked about their cell phones, and all I hear is all these packages for you can get the television, and they're just pushing the television like crazy. It seems like I get an email every couple of days from them about TV offers. I don't have a television. I don't want one. I'm not going to get one.
Mm-hmm.
The last time I had a television, it was a 12-inch black and white, and that was about 20 years ago, and I had it hooked up to a VCR player so I could watch videos. That was it. I would watch the news occasionally. But, yeah, we're talking about propaganda. Propaganda is a subject matter that is so important. It's how the control is over the people is carried out today. And this is why you have the propaganda. There's always certain lines of propaganda. There's always the same story, the same presentation all the time. This is good, this is bad. This is good, this is bad. And what is good? It's always something that is a program that is going to destroy America as it was, and just as they're doing to Europe today, trying to destroy Europe as well. They're bringing in the third world all over Europe and in the United States to change the racial makeup. They're doing this to destroy these nations, to destroy the compatibility of the people, to turn everything into small groups, to balkanize every country so they can have their global government dominate everything. And that's another subject. We're talking about government. But what we do not have an American government today. This is the thing that most people in this country have not yet figured out, that we do not have an American government. We have what is called the United States government is nothing but the usurpation of power over the people in this country by a criminal Jewish mafia. And this criminal Jewish mafia is international in scope. This is why you look at the government posts in this country, you see they're all filled by Jews. Almost all of them, except for where they have a Shabazz Goy as a front man and a few of them here and there. The presidents, for example. But the same thing exists in Europe. It's France, England, Germany, everywhere it's the same story. You've got Jews dominating every government post and every media post, every publishing house.
Indeed.
I don't see how anybody can fail to notice.
And of course, that was they indicated that that is what they would do in the protocols.
Yes, exactly. In fact, in the protocols of Learned Elders of Zion, they stated then, that was back, let's say, 100 years ago, a little more than that, but they stated in there that they had the media completely in their hands at that time, and that's why they were so confident they would be able to carry out their programs. And this is largely true, but it wasn't even as much true then as it is today. It's gotten far worse today.
Right. Well, I think you indicated the reason why is because everyone is hooked up to that media. Everyone is hooked up to that propaganda. People are generally all tuned into that propaganda, and through the technology.
They've made it easier for you, that's for sure. I can remember when televisions were little square black and white boxes with a lot of snow on them. The younger generation doesn't know anything about that.
Right. And also, I mentioned cell phones. I think probably everyone, I have a cell phone, but I only use it for one thing, and that is in case my landline goes down, and I have it in my bedroom, in my safe room, right next to my gun.
That's good.
So I can call the police.
Or somebody.
Or someone.
Yeah. Well, I don't have a cell phone, but I do have a shotgun right here.
Well, you see, what you do with the cell phone is you call and you tell the police that somebody is coming up the stairs, and then they can hear what is going on so that you have a record of what happened, so that it's your word against theirs.
Yeah, that reminds me of somebody put it on YouTube a few years ago. A fellow out in Kansas was drunk, and he was he'd just been out of prison a short while, and he attacked this woman in a house. He was beating on the doors and yelling he was going to come in and acting crazy out of his mind. So she grabbed a shotgun, and she called the 911 operator. And her son was a cop or a deputy, and he was about 20 miles away, and he heard the 911 call on his radio in his car, so he was flying over there. But she wound up having, the guy broke in, and she told the operator, you could hear it in her voice. She was very nervous, very scared, but you could hear her chambering around in the shotgun, and the guy come, you could hear him breaking the door open and coming in, and she shot him. And, yeah, that, so that was all recorded. That's true. There is a recording there, everything that goes on.
Right. And you do want to get some help, because, well, that's just a good thing to do. And if they cut your telephone lines, then you're not going to be able to call 911. So it's a good idea to have a cell phone just for that purpose.
That's true. Yeah, they can cut a line. I guess they can still cut a line on the landline. That's another example, though, that where we have to maintain something in this country that still belongs to us. This push towards globalism doesn't work too well. That's an example. Maybe a way of introducing that subject matter to other people and tell them that what happens if you call the police and a guy from Panama answers the phone and the troops from China are driving around in the neighborhood. You know, this globalism is the schemes they have up their sleeve there is just so incredible. They're dissolving national sovereignties everywhere.
And that was the whole purpose of free trade, which is something that both of the Bushes really promoted, is free trade. And, of course, NAFTA was passed under Clinton after Bush 41 promoted it. And that is all. Free trade has been on the international agenda for, gosh, probably since right after the Civil War, so-called Civil War.
Well, I know in 1971, I picketed Henry Kissinger over that, and I told people then that he was selling us out on China and that they would see the deindustrialization of America and American industry shipped to China, and everybody thought I was crazy. Well, I told him everything they would be buying in this country would be made in China because Kissinger was cutting deals with the Chinese and they were going to deindustrialize this country. Nobody wanted to hear it then. Now, of course, everything they're buying is made in China.
Right.
And people don't remember when you tell them that because it takes too long. That's the way it works. They do this slowly, increment by increment. And a good example is the young people today walking around with their cell phones and texting all the time. It's like they cannot imagine life without that.
Well, right. And the other thing, too, is that we get these bullet point news broadcasts and 10 seconds of information on one particular thing. And so people are so information overloaded with so many things that they don't remember the details of anything. For instance, when they supposedly got Osama bin Laden here just in the last, a year ago, year and a half ago, and when they were going through all of this nonsense, I said, well, he died back in December of 2001, and it was announced on Fox News back then. And yet people get so much overload of so many things that they just don't remember. Oh, yeah, he died already.
That could have been 6 months afterwards. They would have still forgotten.
Sure.
They're short.
Sure.
The memory lifespan of the – it used to be about 2 weeks, the memory of the average American. Now I think it's about 2 days.
Right.
Which
is very unfortunate. Very unfortunate.
Yeah. The government – is not our government. That's the first thing people need to understand. We do not have a government. We've got a bunch of people that go down to Washington and the Congress and Senate, and they're there simply to line their pockets. They get into the Congress, they keep their mouth shut, just play along, play the game, and then if they get voted out, then they get a real juicy job, some corporation where they're paid a fortune there. And then after a few years there, they'll get appointed to some government commission. And then back to the corporation again. This is like the head of the FDA. He's right from Monsanto. Is it the FDA?
Oh, sure. Yes, the door, the turnstile between the corporations and the government is very, very busy.
Yeah, it's what it is. It's a revolving door. They go government, corporate, because it's all the same. You got the same people. You got the same criminal Jewish mafia, this international world Jewry. This is the body that owns and controls these corporations, the media, and the governments of the world, practically. A few holdouts. Iraq was one under Saddam Hussein. We saw what happened there. Libya, Colonel Gaddafi. Venezuela under Chavez. We see how these people are treated in the media. And Americans fall for it. They're told these people are bad people. You got to hate these people. They're despicable. They're awful. They're evil. And Americans, they fall. They buy into it.
Well, I think this started back with the so-called Civil War, when the North were told about how despicable the people in the South were, that they were a bunch of slave dealers, slave traders, that they were terrible, that they were evil. You had propaganda such as Uncle Tom's Cabin, that Harriet Beecher Stowe wrote. She had never even been to the South, and yet, she produced this propaganda piece that was a novel, and people read it, and they got such a skewed view of what the South was really about. And so I figure that if people in their own country, if the men, women in their own country hate people in another section of the country, then they can be trained to hate anybody in the world.
Yes, and that's it. They spread this propaganda through novels and movies and magazine articles. We get propaganda in the negative sense. A lot of people think propaganda means twisted lies, that sort of thing. Well, that's not what propaganda means, but that's what we get is that sort of propaganda from this government. And the reason, again, being because it's not our government. It's like you stated, the Civil War situation. Well, Lincoln really was not an American president. He was a Jewish pawn. How many people in this country know that Lincoln was pen pals and buddies with Karl Marx? Not too many people are actually familiar with that. They don't know anything right about him, except that he's got a big statue down in Washington.
Right. I cover that in my first book. I have about 15 chapters that talk about Lincoln. And Karl Marx and Engels were just cheering on the revolution that was going on in this country, because of the failed revolutions in 1848 throughout Europe. They failed there, so a bunch of them came over here and joined with the North and fought the South, was successful.
Exactly. You hit the nail on the head right there. The 1848 revolution, it was not centered in one place. It was all over Europe. They attempted that. It didn't work. They came over here, pulled off the Civil War here, and slaughtered 600,000 Americans and destroyed many more people's lives, their families and so forth. And then their next big coup was in pulling off World War One, getting that going. And then out of that, they overthrew the Romanov dynasty, which was their passion and burning hatred to overthrow. The reason? Because Russia is a vast expanse with a huge population, and it represented power. The Jews want that power for themselves. They do not want power to remain in the hands of anybody else. This is just like China. They're playing the Chinese right now. They want the power of China.
Well, they already have it.
They do have it. They do have it right now, and they have had it since 1949 when Mao Zedong was put it. He was an operative for the Jews. The Jews were behind. They installed the communists in China.
Right.
And they had a hell of a lot of help. It would have never happened without the United States being behind it. The State Department was behind that. Senator Joe McCarthy exposed this in a book called The Fight for America. And...
well, Chiang Kai-shek sold his people out, too, for $3 million.
Well, I'm not too familiar with that.
Yeah, it's in my second book.
Second book a few days ago.
It's in my third book. It's not out yet. But, he sold his country out.
Wait a minute, you're breaking up on me. I can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not sure what's going on. Can you hear me now?
Let me check the wire on my headset. I think maybe it's loose.
Okay. But anyway, you find that in country after country, the leaders kind of sell their citizens out for money. And then they have the corporations, the multinational corporations come in and use the cheap labor and use the resources in that country for their own benefit, for their own financial benefit. So anyway, we're going to a 3-minute break. We'll be right back after a word from our sponsors.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can. It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256 or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
How would you like to own land? A refuge to escape from big cities, possible food shortages, the collapse of the dollar, or just a vacation trip is now available to you. Lots of fishing and hunting are available just across the Rio Grande River. Own your personal Colorado Wilderness RV lot within 3 stones' throw of the Rio Grande River for $1,395. Quarter-acre lots, county road access. All lots come with warranty deed. All just for $1,395. Call 785-672-3141. 785-672-3141. Or go online to ColoradoRiverLots.com for more information and to see photos. It is away from civilization, a good business investment, and a low-cost protection plan. Call today, 785-672-3141.
And our guest today is 30-06, and his YouTube channel is Samisdat14. That's S-A-M-I-S-D-A-T, the numeral 14. And you just go to youtube.com/user/Samisdat14. Okay, we were talking about all kinds of things. And then you had some problem with your headset. Is that fixed now?
I had a wire that is stripped. And I found, I didn't notice that before, and it was kinked. I straightened it out, so I hope that straightens it.
Okay.
For today.
Great. That would be good. Okay, so we were talking about, we're talking about China, I believe. And,
power. I was talking about the Russia the Jews wanted Russia because it was such a great, immense power, and that's why in Europe they centered on Germany. They wanted Germany next because it was a great power. The same as Rothschild did earlier when he took over England. England was the power with their sea and their colonies. England was world power. So they got England under their belt. A lot of people think that England has a government. They don't have a government. The government of England is the City of London, and that has nothing to do with the English people. That is the International Jewish Bankers. That's their headquarters. That's where they decide the world economies, the price of gold every day, that sort of thing.
Sure. In fact, the Queen has to ask permission to come into the City of London.
Yes, she does. That's exactly right.
So that that tells you right there. And they've had power there since about 1694 when they initially went in. But of course they have been kicked out of so many countries, at least 72 countries 109 times. And you have to ask yourself, well, why is that? Is it something that the citizens in the countries just don't understand? Or is it something that the Jews are doing that make them annoying people, annoying aliens to have?
Well, they're far more than annoying. They're completely destructive, just like England. We're talking about government legitimacy. The English government has not been legitimate since the days of Cromwell. The Jews put Cromwell in there to overthrow the legitimate government, the legitimate king of England at the time. Might have been a queen. I get English. It's hard for me to keep up with the English history because they have all these names. And they get one name, and they use the same names over and over again. So I'm no expert on English history. I get confused on that. But I know Cromwell was put in there to overthrow the legitimate government of the English people, and he just put the international Jewish banking houses in there. That was before the days of Meyer, Amschel, Rothschild. And that's another thing. A lot of people think the international banking, they think of Rothschild. But Rothschild was just one who came along later in the late 1700s. Before that, there was all of these other Jewish banking houses, the Guggenheims, the Sassoons, and there were so many. There's about a dozen or so Jewish dynasties who have run international banking for the last 400 or 500 years.
Right. All righty. We are going to our top of the hour 60-second break and station ID and a word from our sponsor. We will be right back.